Thanks for calling customer service. Amber, how may I help you?
Yes, can you tell me, is this a company called Glamour Accessories?
Ma'am, we are a third-party company. We serve and sell products. May I have your zip code so I can get your account pulled up?
Okay, I'm questioning this because something is on my, was taken out of my account. I have never ordered anything from this company. How could we take care of this?
Yes, ma'am. May I have your zip code, please?
07646.
Yes, ma'am. Your first and last name?
Rose Marie Bazerka.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Can you verify the shipping address for me?
446 Madison Avenue, New Milford, New Jersey, 07646. There's two entries coming out of my bank account, and I have never heard of this company, and I have never ordered anything.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I see back on February 20th, ma'am. Do you remember taking a survey or entering to a sweepstake, ma'am? For it, and you chose the tablet, and you paid the shipping and handling price of $7.95.
That's for a tablet? Is that
yes.
What this is about? What is
yes.
$56 for?
Okay, yes, ma'am. You paid the shipping and handling price. It advised if you did not cancel within the 48 hours, you'll be enrolled in our Federal Direct Savings Club, where you get a $125 gift card code to use at our online web store.
Okay. I don't want to do this. I did not do any of this. How do I get out of it?
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment.
Thank you very much. And I'm a little concerned that somebody has my number. You know, maybe I have to go to the bank and get a new card now.
Okay, yes, ma'am. What I can do for you, I can get the account canceled for you. And also, I can offer you a 35% refund towards your charge.
What does that mean? Can you explain that to me?
You'll get a refund of 35%.
Why won't I get the whole amount?
Because of a valid charge, ma'am, I offer you a 35% refund, ma'am. It's protocol.
No, I'm asking you, I didn't make these charges. Why can't I get the whole amount?
Because, ma'am, you paid the shipping and handling $7.95, ma'am, which was a valid
anything.
Charge for the tablet.
But I didn't pay anything. This is what I'm trying to say to you. I did not make this purchase. I did not make this phone call at all.
So, ma'am, you didn't do no survey or do a sweepstake, ma'am?
I didn't do any of this that you're
back
saying.
On February the 20th?
No. I made no inquiries, no purchases. I mean, you're saying that this is for... I have an iPad. I have all of this. I wouldn't be going for another one. This is what's confusing me. I mean, this is alarming to me because now I have to go to the bank and stop this credit card.
So, ma'am, you're trying to say that this is fraud, ma'am?
That's what I'm trying to think. I mean, if I didn't use the card, who used the card? Oh, damn.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Is there anyone in your household who can order this product without
no.
your knowledge?
I'm the only one that lives here. I'm the only one that has the credit card. There's no one else here.
Okay, yes, ma'am. What I can do for you, I can cancel the account and transfer you to the fraud department so they can begin an investigation to see who used your card without your authorization.
I just want to make
you aware, we take credit card fraud very seriously and we will prosecute anyone who placed this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure you don't recall authorizing the shipping and handling charge of $7.95.
No, I don't know anything about this account. And when I hang up this phone with you, I'm calling the bank.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me 1 moment while I transfer your call.
Thank you very much.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you for, I'm getting you transferred over right now. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
And you too. Thank you so much.